Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Extra police have been on duty at a high school in Tinley Park after a fight this week that administrators say was caused by a racist video sent to students' phones. Here's WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The video was reportedly airdropped onto students' phones Tuesday at Andrew High School in Tinley Park. The Sun-Times obtained a copy of the video from a parent, and it reportedly depicted people in blackface along with a couple of racist captions. Fighting broke out after the video was distributed. A parent also claims a student burned a Koran on campus and spit in a Muslim student's face. The principal of Andrew High School has sent parents a letter explaining that all students involved have been equally and appropriately disciplined. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 9-year-old girl who was found unresponsive this morning at Christopher Elementary School in Gates Park is dead. Chicago police were called to the school around 8:30 this morning. Officers performed CPR. She was transported to Cormor Children's Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The girl is said to have had a history of health issues. An autopsy will try to determine what killed her.
Chicago police say a basement heater may have caused a fire early this morning that caused extensive damage to a small church in Washington Park on the south side. Herbert Pennington Jr. is the son of the pastor at Cedar Grove Missionary Baptist Church.
My father has been a pastor 32 years of his life. This is all he knows. Sacrifice for...
Pennington tells CBS2 the church has been at 58th and State for more than half a century.
Legislation to clear the way for Chicago Casino is once again moving in Springfield, and that could be good news for Mayor Lightfoot.
The casino gaming amendment would remove the so-called privilege tax that would be levied on a Chicago casino, one that Mayor Lightfoot says was so onerous that analysts predicted no developer could get it financed. But she has said a Chicago casino would still pay more taxes.
Essentially what it does is it increases the amount of the tax on table games and also on video games, and that cost is passed on to a potential vendor. So it gives more revenue to both the city and the state, but does it in a way that we believe is more equitable and will allow for the financing of the casino.
Whether the House could act on the bill and then the Senate before the veto session ends remains to be seen. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County authorities held a burial ceremony today on the city's south side for people who died unidentified or without family to claim their remains. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that story.
The ceremony was held by Cook County and the Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago at Mount Olivet Cemetery. Ted Ratajczyk is Executive Director of Cemetery Services for the Archdiocese.
The unidentified, the unclaimed, it's important for us to give them a dignified burial. And so several years ago, I think about 7 years ago, the Catholic cemeteries offered the medical examiner to help with the backlog. And ever since then, it's been such a wonderful relationship.
The ceremony included the burial of the bodies of two unidentified persons, cremated remains of 159 indigent people, and the remains of 48 the Archdiocese says died unborn as a result of miscarriages. Live on the South Side, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
For decades, it was a bakery in Gary, and 30 years ago, it became the Miller Bakery Cafe. The current owner announced 2 weeks ago that he had to close it. But now he says the public's response has made him rethink
that. Miller Bakery Cafe is on Lake Street, which has, at times, been completely shut down by construction.
Everything was detoured, so business started to drop.
Jack Strode has owned Miller Bakery Cafe since 2003. He has 11 employees. He says he decided he couldn't afford to keep the cafe going anymore and announced on social media he would be closing November 6th, which he did. But on the days leading up to the 6th, he says people showed up in droves.
Climbing over the construction, finding parking wherever they could and walking over here, coming through the back door and through the kitchen. We were running out of food.
So great was the response, Strode says. He's reopening the restaurant this weekend, and after that, he'll decide the future week by week.
Very careful optimism.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The house in Woodstock that was once called the House of Death will find new life.
31 years ago, Richard J. Church went on a rampage against his ex-girlfriend's family. He stabbed Colleen Ritter and her brother before murdering her parents in their home at 209 West Greenwood in Woodstock. Church was convicted of the crimes in 1992. He was sentenced to life in prison. The house had multiple owners and eventually fell into foreclosure, where it was rescued by Habitat for Humanity. The group is rehabbing the house, and when they're done next spring, it'll be turned over to nurse Renette Martine and her two daughters. She tells the Northwest Herald she knows about the history of the house, but adds she's excited to start a new life with her family. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.